When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A key member of the Collingwood defence is Isaac Quaynor. Isaac, it's great to have you with us on Crunch Time. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me.
So just before we get to the game itself, what did you feel? Put us out on the ground when you realised the injury that Jeremy Howe's done.
Well, I was actually on the bench, so I saw the contest and saw how heavily he fell and kind of how awkwardly he fell, but I had no idea of what the injury was or anything that was really going on. And I ended up coming on a bit later, basically for him. One of the boys came off and, I could see the faces of a few of the boys were a little bit rattled. So, it was obviously something you hate to see out in the footy field. And, we're definitely going to miss Howie for whatever the time period is. But, I think he's in good spirits and, we'll wrap our arms around him.
How heavily did it sit with the team for the minutes that it was unfolding and indeed straight afterwards?
Yeah, I think there's always like a few minutes of kind of wrapping your head around it. And I think a few of the boys saw, his arm and it wasn't in a great way. And I think that can really rattle you. But we kind of had a couple of minutes to kind of gather yourselves and then we all kind of brought it in and just tried to regather our thoughts and focus on the game. But, as Darcy said, I heard in that clip, it's one of our best mates and it's pretty hard to kind of go back into game mode when you see one of your mates in so much pain.
What happens the morning after, Isaac? Will you get told at some point? Will there be a message to everybody? What do you learn the day after when a teammate has fallen in such a way?
Yeah, there's usually some pretty good communication. From my understanding, he's going into surgery today. Hopefully that all goes well. And I have no idea what the time frame is on recovery with that. But we still sent a photo of him at the he went and visited him at the hospital, and they were both in good spirits. And Steele was getting around him, and Harry had a smile on his face. So that was the main thing.
I see a lot of enjoyment in the players around the ground, as you are now. What's changed so much with Craig?
He's worked on creating an environment that we all just love being part of. As kind of as cliche as that sounds, it's genuinely a place where everyone feels like they can be themselves, and everyone feels comfortable. Kind of expressing, whatever it is that they love. In their own way and having no judgment whatsoever. And I think, pre-game, he always keeps things really quite lighthearted at the start and makes a couple of jokes and we all have fun and have a laugh. And I think that's like, at the end of the day, that's what he kind of preaches on, that footy should be fun. And I think everything comes off the back of that. And I guess you can kind of see it in the way we play. Like, there's such care. You said there's a lot of boys smiling, like Steele doesn't stop smiling from start to finish. So I think that's definitely one of the best parts about it.
I think we see that. I think everyone sees that. One of the most watchable sides in the competition, and you must be loving it. Well done.
Definitely. Thank you.
Last night, you came up against a former teammate, and I know playing against your former side, it's very nerve-wracking, and you wonder how my former teammate's going to treat me. What was the focus leading into the game, and was there much said about how you're going to handle Ollie? Because from afar, it looked like he's put a fair bit of time into making his night uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it was touched on, but it wasn't.
By the sound of you, Isaac, I can hear that smile. I can see a smile on your face as you're trying to answer this.
No, it was a minor focus. It wasn't really. We didn't want to make it any more than what it needed to be. And like we all know, Ollie's a gun player, and I think we just wanted to let him know that he could be still at the Pies, and it didn't quite work out for whatever reason, and that's that. So, I think it actually made a pretty good spectacle, I thought. Like, it was entertaining, and the fans loved it. Ollie, when he kicked his goal, gave the fans a bit, and I didn't mind that either. So, if you're going to give it, if you're going to take it, you've got to be able to receive it as well. So, Yeah, it was good. It was a good hit out. I enjoy playing against him. He's a good man, a good player. And yeah, the main thing is we got the win. So we're the ones that, you know, kind of go out laughing a little bit.
Mate, you're correct. It was a great spectacle. Were you one of the three or four that may have went and had a word to him when Darcy chased him down in the goal square when he was maybe leering a little bit about to kick that goal?
No, I started to make my way down, then Darcy popped up and I was like, I might be able to get a little cheap touch here. So I started running back again.
Isaac, it's Sam Edmondy. Appreciate your time and well done again last night. We've debated a little bit this morning, somewhat in jest, somewhat serious, about the state of the turf. I mean, from a player's perspective, how did you go keeping your feet last night? And how do you see it, given you were out there?
Yeah, like, I didn't really, like, notice it. It wasn't something that I noticed while I was out there. I just heard the chatter around it post-game. I fell over a couple of times, but, like, you kind of fall over every now and then anyway when you're playing on any ground. It doesn't really matter, I don't think. So, I personally didn't really notice it, to be honest.
Jared?
Isaac, does that set you up for a big season ahead? Is that the perfect starting point?
It is a great start. It is great. I mean, to knock off the reigning premiers, there's no real better start to a year. But I think it's important. You know, we enjoy it. We enjoy the win. But yeah, I think it's important to not get too far ahead of yourselves because, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's round one and it's a long season, as we all know. So yeah, it definitely sets us up for a good start to the year. And you know, there's plenty of energy and excitement with the Magpie Army as well, which is going to be great. But yeah, still a long way to go. But we definitely enjoy it.
What was the message at three-quarter time? Because it looked like during the third quarter, with I think it was a 27-minute mark, Geelong were up by 22 points. They were really sort of strangling you for your ball movement, and then you just kicked a couple just before three-quarter time. What was the message from Craig leading into that last quarter?
Nothing much changed. I think, as you guys will probably see as well from last year, like there's such a belief in our group coming into three-quarter time. Like we were all like, we're ready to go. Like this is... we're just getting started. Like I think there's something about our group that when that fourth quarter hits and we're down, something in us just sparks. And there wasn't really much said tactically. It was more just about, you know, the basics of our game, which revolves mainly around pressure. And I think we were able to bring that. And eventually we were able to just kind of overcome, you know, their ball use and the way they were trying to play.
Isaac, great to have you with us on Crunch Time. The very best of luck for the season ahead.
Thanks, all. Thanks for having me.